Now, a considerable number of homes are without power in the Republic of Ireland. Let me speak to Sarah McClintock from NIE, who I'm sure has a team absolutely on standby as we speak. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Frank. And yes, you're right. We do have many teams on standby this morning, actually. We've been liaising very closely with the Met Office over the weekend to put in place our emergency plan, which involved having our emergency crews, our engineers and our local incident staff on standby.
How many people would you have in hard hats and white jeeps ready to go?
Everybody who's available really today. So we have hundreds of crews who will be available, and that includes our contractors as well. But you know, there's people who will be working on the ground, who will be repairing lines, but there's also important people who will be working in local incident centres to coordinate information that we're getting in from customers, and to pass that information out to the crews.
So if people's electric actually goes off at some point from noon onwards, or any time today, through today or this evening, what should they do, or should they simply do nothing because you guys will know it's off?
Okay, so the first thing that they can do is they can go online at nienetworks.co.uk and check to see if we're aware of their fault. If we haven't got that information, then they can call us on 03457 643 643. And we'd really encourage people to keep that number handy over the next few hours. The other thing that they should
be aware of... Yeah, just give us the number again, please, Sarah.
No problem. It's 03457 643 643.
Okay, with these numbers up on our Twitter feed, by the way, but it's 03457 643 643 if you want to report a fault.
That's right. Or they can also report an emergency situation. So, for example, if somebody sees a broken pole or if they see an electricity line down, then we would be really keen to hear from them. On no account should anybody approach a broken pole or a line down, but please let us know so that we can come and make it safe.
Which areas do you expect to be most vulnerable this afternoon and this evening?
Well, coastal and exposed areas will probably be the most likely to see the strongest winds. But, I mean, the storm can affect all areas of Northern Ireland. We've probably all seen the maps with the path of the storm coming through. So any area could be affected, and that's what we're preparing for. But probably coastal and exposed are most likely.
And if your line is down, it's not just a fault, your actual wiring is down in a field somewhere in the vicinity, how long would you expect to be off for?
Well, how long is a piece of string, Frank? That's an impossible question for me.
How long is a piece of wire?
Because we don't know what the situation is. What we can reassure people is that we have our teams on standby, and that we will be doing everything we can to get people back on as quickly and as safely as possible.
How do you work out that a fault has happened? If my electric's out, how do you know?
So it depends on where you're situated on our network. So for certain homes, we will know straight away if you're down. Depending on the line that's affected, we will have information that will come directly back into our call centre. If the fault happens close to maybe a home at the end of a line, for example, which is on our lower voltage network, then we will rely on customers to call us and let us know. What we always encourage people to do is to check their trip switches before they call us, and also check that their neighbours are off, because that always provides us with very useful information. I mean, some of the things that people should be thinking about now in preparation for the storm is maybe just making sure that they have torches handy, making sure that they have batteries for radios, charging up their phones, for example, if they only have mobile phones. So there's a few things that people can start to do already just in case their power would go off later on.
Yeah, and if you're drawn to the idea of a candle, be very, very careful for the fire hazard that a candle is.
Absolutely. Make sure that it's placed well away from curtains or any other flammable materials.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, get yourself a torch. Get yourself a torch. Mm-hmm. And that thing about charging up the phone is an excellent idea, Sarah, because there's a light on a phone, and do get your phone fully charged. Chances are a significant number of us may have an outage of some sort during the course of today.
We'll just have to wait and see. I mean, at the minute, we're ready, but, you know, we just can't predict Mother Nature, Frank, as you well know. So all we can do is prepare. So we as a company are prepared, and we'd encourage the general public to make sure that they're prepared as well.
Okay, fair commentary. Sarah, thank you.